This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, you've seen big news days. You've seen big news days again and again in the last 2.5 years, and I've talked again and again on this show how lucky we are to have President Trump as President of the United States. How lucky we are as Americans. How lucky we are as patriots. How lucky we are as capitalists. How lucky we are as the great American middle class. And how lucky I am as a radio talk show host. What would we do without President Trump? I have no idea. All I could tell you, ladies and gentlemen, is this weekend the man became a hero again. I remember when Barack Obama announced the military had killed Osama bin Laden, and the country went crazy, and the media went crazy, and the media interrupted all programming, and thousands of kids hit the streets, and they cheered, and they drank champagne, and they drank wine, and they toasted Obama like Obama was in the weeds, crawling in the weeds with a knife in his mouth, like Obama killed Osama. Obama did nothing of the sort. Obama wasn't even for the raid. It took a lot of convincing before Obama said yes. He started out, no, he didn't want to get Osama. Obama didn't want to get Osama. And then Joe Biden voted no, shouldn't do it. And then they did it, and Obama took all the credit for it. And the news media gave him all the credit, and the entire country cheered, and the kids went into the streets that night. But meanwhile, Trump did something just like that over the weekend, except he ordered it from the first day he was president, and he watched it in the room with all the generals, and he watched it happen in real time, and he released so much more of the information than Obama ever released, and he didn't talk about how he buried him in such a wonderful, humane Muslim way. We buried him at sea like a wonderful Muslim. We didn't touch his body. We didn't desecrate his body. We were so nice to Osama. We didn't touch a fingernail, a pinky, a toenail. We treated him with the respect of a hero. You know, like we treat heroes like Hitler and Stalin. That was Obama's philosophy. He treated the world's worst mass murderer like a hero to not offend any Muslims. On the other hand, Trump had a lot of fun with this one. A lot of fun. Abu Bakr Baghdadi is dead. He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying, and then exploded his vest and killed his three little kids. That's how President Trump handles things. We'll get into that in more detail. And the ISIS spokesman considered the potential Baghdadi successor also killed. Great job, President Trump. Great job. Kill them all. And then Trump takes a shot at Obama at a Chicago rally today, it says another president should have gotten Baghdadi, I think that's how you pronounce it. But to me, it was very important. And of course, he was talking about Obama. Nice shot at Obama. And then me, the world's greatest dog lover. You know, I've got Bubba and Buddy and Pacino. And Bubba's my new golden doodle. And I love dogs more than I love any people, man. Dogs are the greatest thing in the world, your best friend in the world. They will never turn on you. And President Trump, I mean, I never heard of a president like this. He releases a photo of the hero German Shepherd and says, great job, and declassifies the picture of the doll a dog involved in capturing and killing the leader of ISIS. The military used dogs to track down and corner the elusive terrorists. And after soldiers cleared the compound, with people either surrendering or being shot and killed, Trump said, the only ones remaining were Baghdadi in the tunnel, and he dragged three of his young children with him. And he reached the end of the tunnel as our dogs chased him down like a dog. And he ignited his vest, killing himself and his three children, body mutilated by the blast. And the tunnel caved in on him. No military personnel hurt in the raid, said Trump, but our dog was hurt. The canine that went into the tunnel was hurt. Our canine as they call it, I call it a dog, a beautiful dog, a talented dog, only Trump, was injured and brought back. We had no one even hurt, and that's why the dog was so great. And Deputy National Security Advisor Victoria Coates, God, I'm almost crying here, hard to hold it back, announced on radio host on a radio program Monday that military dogs expected to recover. And later in the day, Trump posted a tweet about the dog. We've declassified a picture of the wonderful dog, named not declassified, that did such a great job in capturing and killing the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Donald J. Trump, good boy. I mean the dog, obviously. Not only that, not only do we kill them all, not only do we kill the number two man, not only do we kill most of his associates there, but two Baghdadi associates were taken alive in the raid, along with a trove of intelligence. Two adult males taken off the objective alive. They're in our custody, and they're in a secure facility. Listen, I could never believe it when anybody would say, let's have a recession like, you know, Bill Maher. I want a recession to hurt President Trump. You know how many millions of people would be buried by recession? Commit suicide? Die poor? In poverty? Scared? Alone? Die homeless? You want a recession because you hate the president? You're all disgusting. All you liberals are disgusting. But now they're mad that Trump won and beat ISIS and killed the leader and proved he was right about Syria and the Kurds. We were able to capture this guy in Syria, kill this guy, and capture a couple of his lieutenants and kill everybody else in Syria and just badly damage ISIS because of information that came from the Kurds. Trump didn't abandon the Kurds. The Kurds didn't abandon us. They're not mad at Trump. But you should all be sickeningly mad at the Washington Post, which today argues, after several headlines yesterday that were disgraceful, all the members of the Washington Post editorial board should be arrested for treason. Today they argue al-Baghdadi did not die a coward because instead of being captured, he blew himself up with his three small children. They eulogized the evil and barbaric ISIS leader by calling him yesterday an austere religious leader. No, that's not a religious leader. Was Hitler a religious leader or a mass-murdering maniac who should have been set fire at the end with a tie around his neck like they do in South Africa? That's what you should have done to Hitler after he murdered 6 million of my Jewish people. Anything else would have been too good for him. This guy is just like that. He set fire a pilot, I think it was an Egyptian pilot, if I remember correctly, in a cage, lit him on fire. Well, where was he from, Chris? Jordan, a Jordanian pilot, was shot down. They captured him alive and well. They stuck him in a cage. They poured gasoline on the cage, and they lit him on fire and watched him burn to death. They'd blown people's heads off with bombs around their necks. They've raped and pillaged and murdered entire villages. They're the most horrible people ever. ISIS. Muslim murdering extremist whack cases. And they got to be killed. And Donald Trump understands that, and he did it right. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis whines that the ISIS leader suffered when he was killed by the U.S. military. I kid you not. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis on Monday, today, complained he suffered. Curtis said he was blown up, and he suffered like all living things do. He may have died a coward at real Donald Trump. She's tweeting out to Trump. But all living things suffer when they're blown up. Addressing President Trump, who likely didn't read her post, she wrote, anyone who's experienced warfare, unlike yourself, would know that. War is brutal. Dogs are brave, bold, loyal, loving, and healing. Because he said, Trump said he was a sick and depraved man. Now he's gone. He died like a dog. He died like a coward. Meanwhile, Trump idolized, eulogized. Well, he didn't die. So he has to eulogize. But he certainly honored and made a hero that dog. He's talking about human dogs, Jamie Lee Curtis. And there are people that are human dogs, below dogs. I love dogs. Human dogs? I have no love lost for ISIS animals. I have no love lost for MS-13 animals. It's unbelievable how liberals came out of the woodwork to defend him. On Face the Nation, CBS's Face the Nation, Obama's Joint Chief Vice Chairman, James Winfield, complained that Trump was piling humiliation on ISIS. If you look back at the bin Laden raid, we treated his body with the respect that is due under Islam. Can you imagine these people? Nick Patton Walsh, an international correspondent from CNN, whined, that Trump was being mean. He said the explicit details Trump gave on Sunday echoed, frankly, the crudeness you would often expect to hear maybe from ISIS. I guess nobody in the real world agrees with you, at least nobody that makes money that's an adult, because the S&P 500 reached a new all-time high today. A new record high. Stock market flying. Fears of a recession have largely abated. As consumer spending has remained robust, corporate earnings outperformed expectations. Layoffs remain scarce amid very low unemployment. The S&P 500, a stock market index that measures the performance of 500 large companies listed on the stock exchange, rose today to 3,039, the highest close ever. NASDAQ was up 1%, just shy of a record. The Dow Jones went up 123 points. I've told you again and again, again and again and again, there will be no recession. There is no recession. Trump has put the recession off. If it had been Obama or Hillary, we'd be in a depression. Only Trump could have done it. And when we get back, sometimes I'm harsh on Fox News because I think Fox News is going bad. It's run by people that are too liberal, the sons of Rupert Murdoch. And they're starting to move to the left, but there are people on Fox News who will never move to the left, like Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity's a great guy. And Sean Hannity is, you know, is a guy who is different than me, right? I'm just a gut instinct guy. I share my opinions 3 hours a day with you on radio and an hour on TV. But I'm not an investigative journalist. Sean Hannity has been doggedly investigating the FISA abuse and the origins of the Russia probe. And he says what's about to come out will shock the conscience and soul of the nation. And I believe, Sean, my gut instinct has said it without knowing any facts. I didn't know any of it. He knows what's going on from insider knowledge, actually, obviously. But I knew all along. They're all getting arrested. When they twist their arms, one man is in the way. Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I am your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist. In the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump land, let's go to war. Because we are at war. We're at war with a liberal, progressive, globalist, open borders, Marxist, socialist, communist enemy. They hate America, and we got to hate them back. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser like most Republican politicians. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens, like most Democrat politicians. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, from the great Las Vegas, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. That's why this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. We're in the RootWall.com studio. RootWall is the main title sponsor of this show. I don't need to really say anything anymore. For every question you'll ever have about my Root for the Wall project, just go to RootWall.com. Every question is answered there. The video's there. The videos are there. The breakdown of the distribution of funds is there. It's all at RootWall.com. And I always have to say, Root for the Wall, PAC, paid for, and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, RootWall.com. And then just a little bit of housekeeping, like 10 seconds worth of housekeeping. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call us anytime at 833-WAR-TALK. We're taking more calls now in the first 2 hours. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is my website, along with RootWall.com. And you can find me at Twitter, at RealWayneRoot. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot at gmail.com. Trump explains why he kept Congress in the dark on Baghdadi. Also, he says they might release the video of the raid soon. Trump says he didn't give advance notice of the raid to House Intel Chairman Representative Adam Schiff because he considers Schiff the biggest leaker in Washington. There's no question. If he tells Schiff and Pelosi, they hate America and they hate Trump. They certainly hate Trump more than they love America, and they let the information get out. Okay? So there's no way you're going to do that. Thank God he didn't tell him. And then Hannity, I mentioned as we were going to the break, reports on alleged FISA abuse, as in Sean Hannity of Fox News, reports on alleged FISA abuse and origins of the Russia probe. He says it will shock the conscience and soul of the nation. I've been telling you this for 2 years, just through pure gut instinct. I had no insider knowledge. I just knew this is all about Trump, all about Trump. Fox News primetime host Sean Hannity said the release of his investigations into the FBI and the Justice Department probes of Trump and his campaign will shock the conscience and soul of the nation. There's a lot coming, Hannity said. We got the Horowitz report on the FISA scandal. My sources tell me it will shock the conscience and soul of the nation. And when the Durham report comes out, that will shock the conscience and soul of the nation about the abuse of power and corruption. For weeks, it's been speculated that the review of the alleged surveillance abuses by the DOJ and the FBI about Russia's purported meddling in the 2016 presidential election could drop any day. They all now believe it'll drop in November. So coming up in days, Hannity said, we know it's finished. It has been released to the public. We've seen delay after delay, but now it's coming out after more than a year and a half. Inspector General Michael Horowitz has been investigating alleged misconduct related to the FISA warrants delivered by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. And this is going to be big. This is going to be big. And I'm telling you right now, here's the list of people I'm telling you are going to be indicted. Brennan and Clapper are number one on the list. And then you've got all the FBI leadership, such as Comey and McCabe and Page and Strzok and many other names I don't even know. And then you got the DOJ leadership led off by Rosenstein. These are all the dirtiest people in the world. If they were honest, they'd indict Mueller. And if they were honest, they'd indict Hillary Clinton. If they were honest, this will all turn into one man. Said this, we're going to the break. One man stands at the top of the pyramid. Barack Hussein Obama. That's the one you got to take down. He's at the center of every single problem. Every single problem. When we get back, there's so much to talk about. Nationally, a lot to talk about. Democrats drafting a plan to deport huge numbers of climate refugees. You see, climate change isn't a big enough scam. Now you got climate change refugees. You got to let them in because they're all suffering because of climate change. And then Nevada Sheriff Joe Lombardo facing a recall over his plans to enforce the red flag law. Well, that should be the reason he's facing a recall. It should be over his plans to no longer turn over illegal alien criminals to ICE. There's so many reasons to recall half the people in America, half the politicians, half the DAs, half the sheriffs, half the police chiefs. Corrupt.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tells a chiefs of police conference in Chicago that he's signing an executive order that will establish a new commission on law enforcement and the administration of justice.
This commission will be tasked with providing concrete recommendations to address some of the systemic challenges that burden law enforcement, including homelessness and mental illness.
CAL FIRE is warning residents that high winds can increase the chances of fire spreading throughout California. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom praises the first responders.
Many of you may not be aware that we have put down over 330 fires just in the last 20 hours.
The House of Representatives will vote on Thursday to formalize impeachment proceedings against President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love our Liberty HealthShare because they've been so good to me personally as the host of this show. I started with Liberty HealthShare 3 years ago. I was scared, just like I'm sure every person listening is scared. I actually gave up my normal health care, my Aetna health insurance. And I joined this Christian health sharing organization called Liberty HealthShare that had just sponsored my radio show. And I thought, wow, what a big chance I'm taking. I've got four kids. And I've got a family, and this is scary. And it turned out to be the best move I ever made. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. It allows you, Liberty HealthShare, to easily decide how, when, and where you'll access health care. You choose everything you do. You can do it at any time. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I'm with it. My four kids are with it. If I'm going to put those wonderful lives in their hands, then you know. It's good stuff. And when I got kidney stones in February, they took such great care of me. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I've got my my guest on the line. Her name is Gretchen Smith. She's a founder of Coda Vets, a 501c3 that raises awareness for veterans in distress. In 2 years on Twitter, Code of Vets, which is at Code of Vets, if you want to get him at Twitter, at Code, C-O-D-E, of Vets, has raised funds to help hundreds of veterans with housing, food, clothing, medical needs, and transportation. It's an issue near and dear to my heart. Obviously, I'm sick at all the money we spend on illegal aliens when we've got A, homeless vets on the streets by the tens of thousands, and B, we've got vets who died on waiting lists or waiting lines at the VA because there wasn't the money or the time to see them. So they let them die on purpose, but they've got all the money in the world for every illegal alien that comes here, including murderers, rapists, carjackers, home invaders, drug dealers, sex traffickers, pedophilia. They had all the money in the world for those guys, military age males from Mexico and Central America and every other country in the world that's a danger to America. All the money in the world for them, but no money for American vets who risked their lives for this country. Now they come back home, they've got PTSD, and nobody cares. All right, Gretchen Smith, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
I'm great, Wayne. Thank you for having me. All of everything you said, amen.
Yeah, isn't that just terrible?
We have so much to talk about. It is.
How could you ever choose an illegal alien before you choose an American? I don't even know how you could choose any foreigner before you help every single American that's in need. Then help foreigners. But in the meantime, let all the foreigners in you want. A, none of them should be in illegally, only legally. And B, when you let them in, they've got to be people that can take care of themselves because there's no money for them because we need the money for the vets. So that's what makes sense to me is pure common sense. Let every foreigner in who can take care of themselves, but they can never get any welfare in this country, ever, from the moment they enter this country, because we need the money for our own people. And not only that, but our debt is $22 trillion. So we're going broke as a country. We're a broken, broke welfare state. We have no money for illegal aliens and millions of foreigners who want us to pay for them. But we do and should and can and have to have money for every veteran who is down on their luck. Right, Gretchen?
Oh, my gosh. You are preaching to the choir. Yes, we have tens of thousands of veterans out there who are hungry, who are out on the street, who are in sheds, barns, cars, motel rooms. While we are throwing money and our support and our leadership is stepping up and they are ensuring these illegal immigrants are taken care of, who are they supposed to be representing in D.C.? That's what I want to know. Why do we have so many veterans that have fallen off track, that are hungry? They are reaching out to me, to us, at the grassroots level. I got a DM yesterday that broke my heart. And it literally, all it said was, Gretchen, I am hungry. My cupboards are bare. I don't know where to turn. He was a veteran, a combat veteran who has served our country with honor. How does this happen? And why are we okay with it? Because it happens time and time again.
Of course. And listen, I'm someone who believes not only do the soldiers returning have PTSD, I think pretty much every cop in America has PTSD. I mean, if your life's in danger every single day and people shoot at you or you're afraid they're going to shoot at you and you do traffic stops at night and the guy could kill you, it doesn't matter if he doesn't kill you, the thought that he could kill you. So when I think about soldiers and cops and veterans and heroes like that, of course they have PTSD. How could you not, if day after day you're worried about dying? You know, you go on a 3-year tour and every day of your life you're worried about dying. You're a cop and every day of your life where you will come home tonight, your young kids will never see you again and your beautiful wife will never see you again. Of course they all have PTSD. Why aren't we taking care of them, right?
Well, exactly. There's a huge crossover with our veterans and our police force. We all know that. A lot of our police officers are veterans. So you're looking at dual issues. We actually are assisting a veteran right now who served in the Navy and who is getting help right now for PTSD because he's been a cop out in Texas for many years. The guy is a mess. He finally came to the realization. He let us know. He said, I cannot continue to function on a day-to-day basis anymore. I'm so out of control. So we did help get him into some treatment, some inpatient treatment. But I'm telling you what, this is a nationwide issue that the media is neglecting to highlight. We have 22 veterans. We have a veteran every 65 minutes committing suicide. Our suicide rate in the police force is just as high. Why are we not seeing those stories, those faces, those names every day until we find solutions?
So, first of all, where are you based? That's of interest to me. Where do you come from?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just south of Nashville.
All right. And you started all this because of your dad? That's one of the bullet points I see here. You started it in memory of your dad, Sergeant Danny Smiley, a Bronze Star Medal recipient, 100% disabled Vietnam veteran, exposed to Agent Orange and lost his battle with PTSD at the age of 57. Tell us your dad's story.
My dad came back from the war a mess. His behavior on the outside was chaotic. It reflected how he felt on the inside. He did go to the VA initially to seek help, but they told him that he had something that they called shell shock, which is, you know, we all know is PTSD now. And they told him basically to suck it up, to be a man, to shove it way down deep and never speak of it again. Well, my dad was a great soldier. He followed orders. And he never did seek the help that he needed. Just lived a very unstable and balanced life because he never did get the help that he needed for all the triggers, for the pictures. He could not get rid of the faces of the people he had killed in the jungle, carried them with him every day of his life. Shortly before my dad died, I sat down with him, and I was in tears. I said, Dad, what are you doing? You know, and he was drinking heavily. His life was a mess, and he had grandkids. I had kids, and I said, we need you. I said, I want my kids to know their papaw. And he looked at me and tears just started streaming down his face. And he said, Gretchen, I can't do it anymore. I can't fight them. They've won. He said, I'm tired and I want to go home. And that was, and shortly after my dad was gone, I lost him in 2005. And those words resonated. I just tucked them away in my heart and soul and spirit because I had to raise my kids. I had to take care of my family. But now that they're grown and it's self-sufficient, I have the time and I have a voice, you know, with our freedom of speech to go out there and stump for veterans every day. And that's what I do is I talk about my dad's journey. I talk about it from a daughter's perspective. I'm a veteran as well. But I tell you what, CodaVets has exploded from day one. And so many veterans have reached out to me and said, Gretchen, I've walked that path your dad was on. I know what he was feeling because that's the way I'm feeling now. And just that's how CodaVets has evolved. It's been incredibly organic. We've used social media as a platform to reach out to veterans to say, hey, you do not have to do this alone. You do not have to walk that dark, isolated path. Just reach your hand out. There is no cure for PTSD, but if you share your experiences and your journey in combat, it lightens the load. It makes it manageable.
All right, so the media seems to ignore veterans' needs for food and housing and employment and health care, yet the media talks all day long about supplying all of that for illegal immigrants. And can you understand this? Why would anybody have that mindset?
It blows my mind. We just assisted a veteran who was in a shed in Georgia and in another shed in Florida. and the guys were living in squalor, literal sheds. I'm not exaggerating. And it blows my mind that we have illegal immigrants who are better taken care of. They're getting vouchers. A lot of our veterans are declined vouchers, and they are being told if you were an illegal immigrant, you would be first in line. How insane is that? That makes no sense to me. It's backwards in this country right now of what we are, who we're taking care of. And I don't see it getting any better. That's the problem. These veterans are hungry and they are homeless and they are out. They're out there crying out for help. They don't want to be living in the woods or in a barn. They're just stuck in this vicious cycle. And if you don't have the proper support, it takes a team to get a veteran off the streets. It takes several months. And if we don't step up as American citizens here at our level, the grassroots level, I'm not looking to D.C. to solve it.
All right, so normally this is a one-segment interview, Gretchen, but when we get back, I got a lot of news to deliver to people, right? So what I'm going to do is hang on the phone. When we get back, I just want to make sure I finish up with how people can contact you, what they can give you, where they can give it to you, where the money's actually going, and then I'll get to the news of the day. So hang with me to the break, okay?
Thanks, Wayne.
Gretchen Smith, founder of Code of Vets, a 501c3 that raises awareness for veterans in distress. You can find her on Twitter at Code of Vets, at Code, C-O-D-E, of Vets. When we get back, more with Gretchen, and then more of the news you want to hear about this witch hunt at Congress against President Trump, and about President Trump going after the leader of ISIS and killing him cold. Trump always gets his man. War. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is the solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Newsmax TV is up in hour number 3, which is 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Not only reaching 70 million homes at the moment, but 80 million by year end, and reaching 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. And now, you know, I've been in Vegas all these 2.5 years I've been on Newsmax TV, and almost 4 years on radio, but 2.5 years on TV, and during those 2.5 years, never on in Vegas other than DirecTV and Dish. But now we're joining Vegas, the whole Vegas has Cox Cable, and it's going to have my show starting on November 13th. Channel 96 on November 13th, Cox Cable goes live with Newsmax TV, and you can watch the Wayne Allen Root Show at 5 o'clock West Coast time in Vegas and in Phoenix and in Tucson and in San Diego and other western states, third biggest cable operator in the United States of America, Cox Cable, and we're very thankful to be on. If you don't get us now, call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, wherever you are, and Newsmax will connect you with your local cable system and the right office, and you tell them I demand my Newsmax TV, or I'm going to leave your cable system and go to Dish or DirecTV. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's free. At 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock, up pops yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. Back with our guest, Gretchen Smith, founder of Code of Vets, a 501c3 that raises awareness for veterans in distress. First of all, Gretchen, tell us where people can make a donation to help the veterans.
On our website, codeofvets.com, and I have to say, Wayne, that I hope everybody's thrilled with this, but because we operate purely on social media, roughly 96% of our donations go directly to veterans in crisis and distress. So it's exciting. It's a God thing. And we've probably raised roughly $600,000, if not a little bit more this year. And almost all of it has gone to veterans.
So it's codeofvets.com, did you say?
Yes, it is.
Codeofvets.com, or they can find you at Twitter. You say you're so big on social media, at Code of Vets.
Yes, and it is crucial. It's critical to our mission for people to follow us on Twitter to get the message out there. The bigger our platform grows, the more retweets and shares that we have, the more donors will see our individual veterans in distress, the more we'll be able to help, And it just, you know, I'm hoping to grow this nationwide. We are on a fast track right now. We've helped so many veterans, hundreds and hundreds of veterans this past year, and I'm looking to help thousands next year.
I'm looking you up right now, and it says you have 184,000 followers. So you're doing really well. You got a lot of people, almost 200,000 followers. Last week alone, Code of Vets, I see, helped remove four vets from a homeless camp in Texas. They helped a dying vet cross the country to be with his family during his last days and provided money for equipment for a paraplegic vet. Great, great job, Gretchen Smith. We thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on and sharing our mission.
And we have one last question before you leave. What else is Code of Vets doing? In other words, if someone writes you a check tomorrow or sends you a donation tomorrow, is there a new project that maybe you could tell us about that you're doing?
Thank you. Thank you so much for asking. We literally have 15 veteran families in crisis right now. They are on the cusp of becoming homeless. They have either evictions or foreclosures on their homes and or apartments. We want to stop this in its tracks. It is easier to keep veterans and their families in their home or apartment versus have them become homeless and then, you know, assist them in finding a shelter and then housing. It makes it much more complex. So any donations that are going to be coming our way over the next few weeks are going to be dedicated to those 15 families. We also have that paraplegic Marine that needs an ADA home that we are trying to raise funds for. There's so much going on right now. There, and the funds are used for such worthy veterans. They're all honorably discharged. They have walked the walk, wore the uniform, and they are worthy of assistance. They need that second shot at life.
All right, beautiful stuff. I'm glad I asked you the question. 15 vet families that need your help right now. Go to codeofvets.com, codeofvets.com, or go to their Twitter page, which I just did, at Code of Vets. Gretchen Smith, thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Wayne, for having me.
All right. And this is another example, right? Here's another example of what Democrats spend their money on. Instead of sending your money or government's money to Gretchen Smith, who's doing good stuff for veterans, I want to read you one last story before we end this segment. Democrats draft a plan to import huge numbers of climate refugees. America will continue to stand tall as a safe haven for immigrants, declares Congresswoman Nadia Velasquez, Democrat of New York, who was born in Puerto Rico and chairs the House Committee on Small Business. She said, despite the administration's efforts to strip the world's most vulnerable populations of refugees, this legislation will reaffirm our nation's role as home to those fleeing conflict and disasters, and it will update it to reflect changes to our world brought on by changing climate. The bill is titled the Climate Displaced Persons Act. Oh, my God. Can I vomit right now or wait till the break? It offers green cards to climate-displaced persons, individuals who have been forcibly displaced by climate change or climate-induced disruptions, such as glacial outburst floods, desertification, fires, sea level rise. There could be as many as 200 million by 2050. Well, let me ask you something. Should we let in 200 million? The whole nation only has 330 million people. She wants to let in 200 million more and give them all welfare and put their kids in school and get more kids who don't understand a word of English. So we have to spend billions on English as a second language teacher. And how about free food for breakfast, for lunch, for weekends, and free health care for all of them? We could flood America, double it, triple it. We could be China. Love those Democrats.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.